We haven't talked about Target.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of, I've not, so we actually shopped at it randomly, right? So Stacy and I, my wife and I, we've shopped at Target because it's easy, it's convenient. We will pick up some Cat and Jack, which is some clothing stuff for our kids. They're fairly inexpensive and they're, most of the time, they have a lot of cute options. So yeah. We like it.
Yeah.
And Kohl's doesn't have it.
No, they don't.
We're not driving to Dillard's and we're not spending, you know, big money. So, you know, the kids are only going to wear it for 6 months, right? So we get things that look cute and that are trendy and we'll get them. And Cat and Jack's been a decent brand for that. Target's has a lot of it. So we'll pick up things like that. You know, we'll pick up obviously groceries and we'll do all of this simultaneously. And we'll even get some Lego things because all of our kids like Legos now.
Yeah.
Because they got toys. So we get the Legos too. But I took issue with Target years back when they were letting men in the women's bathrooms, right?
Oh, I didn't know they did that.
But yeah. I mean, they don't have a problem with transgender choosing to use women's bathrooms. They have men in women's bathroom and they've had a number of court cases over it. That was not an issue for them. And that's where I started kind of taking issue with Target as a store, as a company. But you know, and I would say probably about a year and a half ago, for some reason, we just stopped shopping at Target. Just coincidentally, it wasn't a moral issue.
Yeah.
We just stopped shopping at there. And it wasn't until this latest round of things that I definitely don't want my 2, my 4, and my 8-year-old, you know, learning about tucking.
Yeah.
And what they call it, breast reduction things that you can wear to hide your breasts so you can pretend you're a boy. All these, I couldn't believe it. Like, what are they doing? Like,
yeah,
your audience is generally families, a nuclear family, and we're focused and targeting intentionally out of your way to, you know, attract that type of buyer or client. So I don't need to have conversations. Well, I don't need to have the conversations with people that go for that, to shop for those type of things.
Well, you were saying you're going to Gulf Shores. I didn't know if they had an adult size tuck for you.
Yeah, I thought about wearing some women's, I had a 3-piece that I picked out. And it looks good. It was edible.
Hell yeah. It's edible. Sean's out here tucking at the Gulf Shores looking like a snack, huh?